Hi, Sammy. You have Amy
Hello.
back, and then Tony is on the line as well.
Hi,
Sorry,
Sally.
I'm
Oh,
down.
sorry. Okay.
Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Good to hear. So tell me about this incredible project, American Gay. It sounds incredible. I can't wait to hear your take on it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. A. Smith and Company did an amazing job of portraying my life story. Within an hour, they did so many different layers. I'm excited about it. It's a true Trump crime story of about notorious crime women in America. I didn't know that, we were called that. But I guess, looking at the story, I can kind of relate to the name. But they did an amazing job, and it's like on BT, BT Plus, and it's streaming every day now. It dropped on Friday, and I'm really excited about it. I'm just excited to see, I tell my story a lot. What happened lately, it was for years I didn't talk about it, but lately I've been talking about my life, and just to see it, on the screen now, it's like, wow, this is something. They really captured, captivated every word that I was, I was saying. They really did an amazing job. I'm really happy about it.
Good, good. And what, how were you initially approached to do the show?
Someone at their production company, I can't remember if it was from Judge Mathis or Dion Fearon. A couple of people have been dropping my name with the production companies. So they have been reaching out. A few, like I said, a few people have been reaching out over time. I just decided that when they first asked me to do it, I was, my mom had just passed. So it wasn't a good time. And then later on, somebody reached back out from their production company. And I'm just like, hey, why not? Let me go ahead and, tell my story. Maybe it's time. And yeah, that's how it came about. Like I said, my name had been, like they said, had been dropped many times. So either from Judge Mathis, we have Talise, and then we have Dion. So the A. Smith and Company, they reeled me in, and now I'm on BET Plus, American Gangsta Trap Queens.
Yes, and what would you say was the biggest challenge about making this show?
Talking about, when you're talking about all the different stages, I think about going through the abuse and talking when you have to bring other people into your story. That was my biggest challenge. I'm in the, I'm with Southwest T from BMF, and then I'm telling my story about my past, and even though I share a lot of my story with him and my family, oh, excuse me, but like I said, a lot I didn't tell them about.
Are you okay? Do you need to get some water?
Yeah, I just got some. Like, I don't know what happened there. But yeah, that was the biggest challenge. Just, digging deep, like this, my life is gonna be on television. Even when I look at it, looking at it was just something. I talked, starting to talk about you telling, but when you start seeing it on TV, that was the challenge. Thinking about what is my family gonna think, And when you, like I said, when you telling a story, you bring in other characters into it. That was the biggest challenge. How would they feel? How are they gonna feel about it?
And what was the biggest surprise that you revealed, or most surprising fact that maybe you didn't think you were going to reveal, but you ended up revealing anyway?
The part where how like when I first what Terry said, listening to what Southwest T said about me, I didn't I guess I didn't realize how he felt. I know that I helped them, but I didn't know how he felt about me. People say it all the time, but just letting the world know, how he felt about me and how strong he felt I was and how I, affected his life and, what I did for him in his life. That was one of the biggest surprises. And another one was my son saying that the words that they said, both of my sons. Because I wasn't in their interviews and I didn't see it. I didn't see the episode until it dropped. So a lot of it was a surprise to me hearing their thoughts.
It's incredible. And what else are you working on these days? Are you going to do any other work for the show? Or are you going to do anything else?
Well, I'm in the process of writing my book. Hopefully that will be dropping in early part of next year. You know, as you heard, I'm working prison reform right now and helping the guy to come home early. We're working on his clemency. I'm a big advocate in the prison reform space. I'm also a part of this company called Concreates, and it's a company, it's a PR marketing firm that only hires ex-felons. And we are all ex-felons. We do an amazing job. It's called Concreates, and we're under the largest PR firm called 72 and Sunny. We umbrella under them, and we have amazing contracts now. I'm their brand influencer, and just do an amazing job. I've also, producing and just writing, just getting myself out there, you know.
And what would be your dream to have, you know, your dream job, or when you're looking into your future? I know you said the book and you're working with this company. What else do you want to do with your life? Do you have any other plans? Or,
you know what I want to do when I look back, and I just want to go around and share my story. I want to have that platform where I'm able to speak and share my story and change lives and change some of these young girls' lives. Because, you know, when I was in prison, it was so many young girls coming in there, coming into the prison system. And I felt like, wow, you know, I've been in the streets since like 87. And to not to go to prison I got indicted in 2005. And I didn't start serving my time in 2008. And I didn't have, you know, I had an amazing mom, you know, but I didn't have somebody I can look up to and share my story. And you know, somebody share their story with me and say, hey, you don't want to go this route. It looks beautiful and glamorous and all that. But at the end, look what happens. You know, a lot of people like, well, you turned out amazing, but I can't say amazing, but I turned out okay. But it's a lot of people that's still behind the walls. You know, I've always say I'm blessed because I didn't get that much time. My sentence was 57 months. And there's a lot of women that didn't even live the life that I live and are doing 20, 30, you know, some crazy numbers of years. And that's why prison advocacy is, prison reform advocacy is so important to me, to stop all these crazy sentencing laws. And I just want to go around and speak about that and help maybe, you know, help some girls say, hey, this is not what I want to do. Stay in school. You know, I want to just be a household name where people can say, oh, she changed her life. That's not the life I want to live.
That is such a beautiful thing. And I hope you go maybe on tour or do a Zoom tour or something like that, so people could really hear your message, because I think everybody needs to hear your message.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
And one thing I like asking people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
I love to, some people think I'm this hard street person, but one fun fact is I love kids and I love to dance. I would outdance. I mean, if I'm invited to a party, I'm just I'm the life of the party. I'm a fun person. A lot of people, I think, look at me to be serious from where I come from, but I'm the life of the party. I will have a party for anything. It's your dog's birthday. Let's have a party. You know, I love to have fun. I'm very outgoing, and you know, I love kids. They used to call me the lady in the shoe. You know, those are my fun facts.
Nice. Yeah. And I hear a fun one in the background. I hear a little
and they're outside, and they're all the way outside, you know. When my mom passed, my little brother now. So he's my little brother and he's so spoiled. So I had him, and then my son rescued a dog. And I guess he thought that my dog needed a friend. So he just said, here, now I have two dogs. I didn't have a cat. I mean, I didn't have anything. I said, once I came home from prison, my kids were all grown. And like I said, they used to call me lady in the shoe. And I said, only thing I want to do now is just have fun and free and be like air, come and go like I want to go, just do all the fun things I want. Now I got two kids. I can't do it. So that stops the fun. So they're outside wanting to get in, fussing.
What kind of doggies are they?
my mom's dog is a Yorkie. And the rescue dog, we don't know what he is, what she is. The vet says kind of mixed up with a Chihuahua, a Dutch hound. They don't know, but she's a little bitty fussy thing.
Oh,
they both are so really cute. Small dogs, and they got a loud bark because they're all the way outside. I'm sorry.
That's the way they know. I love it. I love animals. So I was just like, why do you
right, like how I go from no dogs, no animals to two? But I love them to death. They all in bed. That's why they fuss, and they don't understand me shutting them out. Like, how are you shutting us out? You never do this. So, you know, they ride in a car with me, they eat with me, I take them to McDonald's. They just brats.
Well, they're always welcome to be on my show. And where can see, next time we interview you, we could have them on the show too.
Absolutely.
Yes. And where can we find you on social media so we can get more news about you, your book, and everything you're doing?
I'm Miss Tonisa, First Lady of BMF. It's MSTONESA, First Lady of BMF. I know it's kind of lengthy, but okay, you can find me. As soon as you pull up Miss Tonisa, come up Miss Tonisa, First Lady of BMF.
Beautiful. We will certainly send you a follow. Thank you for taking the time today. I appreciate you, and give your doggies extra kisses.
I will. I don't know if they deserve a treat of the way they're acting though, but thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks for wanting to interview me. Greatly appreciate it.
Yes. You're always welcome to be on my show, and I hope you have a very nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.